long time ago, if they'd cut the hay, they'd let it dry, and then they'd rake it up in little piles, and then they'd,
yes,
they'd call those piles.
And there's a term for it, and I really just can't think of it right now.
Did you ever hear of a shock or doodle or heap or cock of hay? Anything like that?
Well, of course, a shock I've heard of, but that's a corn shock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you'd call that the...
second cutting.
And a building that could be used for storing corn would be a...
corn crib.
Was that part of the barn or separate?
Oh, no, it was always a separate building. Well, it could have been. The corn crib could have been, you, for instance, and I have seen it this way, where you have a barn with a whole lot of stalls in it. For the different horses or what have you, and they would use one stall and call it the corn crib. Yes, mm-hmm. I've seen it that way. We did have a corn crib, and it was a different building. Mm-hmm. However, I'll tell you, it was half of a building, and one half of it was the corn crib, and the other half they kept tools in. Mm-hmm. So it was a dual-purpose building.
Mm-hmm. What about a building used for storing grain? You'd call that the...
Well, you know, we don't store grain... on the farm, except that which we're going to use to feed the cattle or the poultry. So I really don't know what we'd have called that. Excuse me, please.
Did you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Well, I've read the term, but I don't think you'll find that's very commonly used down here. Now, what we have down here, the main grain that we raise down here is rice, mm-hmm. and those you put in dryers.
Mm-hmm.
So that even on somebody's individual property, sometimes they will buy one of these metal buildings that they use to store the dry rice, but they have to dry mm-hmm. it first, otherwise it'll spoil.
They call the whole building thing the dryer?
Dryer.
And the animals that you milk would be?
Cows.
Where would they be kept?
They would probably be kept in the barn.
What about a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
Well, the lot, I guess, the cow lot. For horses, of course, I've heard it called something different. So there was always the barn lot, you see, that was right around the barn where you herded them into and then into the barn when you were going to milk them, and then you let them back out.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a pasture then, which was right. And there were different pastures, mm-hmm. you know, they were all fenced in, and you would put them in one pasture and then another. But the barn lot or the cow lot, uh-huh. it would really be called barn lot.
Did you ever hear of a sort of a makeshift fenced in place out in the pasture where you could shut the cows up for milking?
I've heard of it. I don't think we ever used one. But, you know, they will have makeshift ones when they're rounding up cattle,
mm-hmm.
beef cattle to ship to market, or sometimes they have to make a temporary corral.
Mm-hmm.
out there to get cattle to inoculate them or do something else.
Did you ever hear something called a milk